and rap song. They're still performing to this day. I don't know if it's still the same members. I know two of them are still the same ones. Now it's, I think, two guys and a lady rather than three guys. And this is probably the first rap song I ever heard. And I say probably, so yeah, but, and it's, and the title of the song is Who's the Terrorist, right?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, and he's questioning, he's raising the question that, who's the terrorist? I'm the terrorist? How am I the terrorist if you're the one that's killing my people, if you're the one stealing my land, if you're the one burning the crops? But why I say this is, this tells the story of the entire narrative is because early 2000s, when this song came out, that was what we were doing as Palestinians. We were still trying to clear our name and argue against this terrorist moniker that they were giving us, right? So at this point, we were not saying that he doesn't say Free Palestine once in this song. You know, that's what I'm saying. He's just saying, I'm not a criminal. You are the criminal. And I think that for the longest time, this was the angle that we had to tackle. I don't want to spoil what I have to say yet, but so I memorized this song as, I don't know, a fourth grader. I remember on multiple occasions, I would stand in front of a whole gathering of my uncles and aunts, and my mom would be like, well, why don't you do your song thing? And I would just start rapping. I would just start rapping this song. And these guys are amazing. They're not only... So there are three verses. One of them is raising the question, and I don't think they did this on purpose. They were just three guys rapping. One of it is raising the question of, no, I'm not a terrorist. Then the second verse is saying, you are the terrorist because you're doing this, this, and that. And then the third verse is saying, how do I stop being a terrorist? Do you want me to be complacent? Do you want me to be soft? Do you want me to be this, this, and that? I mean, I don't think it follows this exact order, but from my understanding, it kind of goes through this rhythm. So, and it's a very dope song in the end of the day. So,
yeah, it is.
So, Dem is the title or the band?
It's the band.
The band. Dem.
Yeah, founded in 1999.
Yes. And the guy is still rapping. Yeah. The main guy, he's a dad now. He's a very technical rapper, I think, and he's a very hip hop kind of guy where he now wears the baseball hats and stuff. So
old school.
Yeah, and I didn't pick this song, but what I really like, one of my favorite moments about this this particular rapper, is in one of his most recent songs. He wanted to make this like, to give it this like gangster feel, right? So they were like, okay, how can we make a police chase happen? How can we rent a police car to recreate this police chase scene?
Yep.
And then he said, well, why spend lots and lots of money on renting a police car? He just went on his bike. He put the Palestinian flag on his bike. And lo and behold, because he lives in an Israeli zone, in an Israeli controlled zone, so occupied Palestine.
Oh, good.
He had the Palestine flag on his bike, and the Israeli police car was right there. They got the shot for free, and they put it in the music video. And I think that is so gangster. Like, he just went there with his bike. But this is not that song. But maybe it's the same bike, so let's see.
Yeah, just mentioning that Temer Nafar is in this. Is it that guy?
He is that guy.
Wow, we know them. I know him, actually.
You know Temer Nafar? That's crazy.
Yeah, we played the song.
Yeah, the Rocket Like a Palestinian with Rasha Nahas and some other artist. He did a collab. Like, it was recent.
It was very recent.
Like a month or so.
And you see what I mean when he's very technical? Like, you can hear him, like, choppy.
Yeah.
Yes. Very, very 1999 band, rap band type feel.
Right. All right, let's rock it.
مين إرهابي؟ أنا إرهابي، كيف إرهابي وأنا عايش ببلادي؟ مين إرهابي؟ أنت إرهابي، ماكلني وأنا عايش ببلادي، قتلني زي ما قتلت أجدادي.
أجل القانون
عن فاضي، ما أنت يا عدو بتلعب دور الشاهد، المحامي والقاضي، علي قاضي، نهايتي بادي. حلمك انقل فوق معنى آلية، حلمك لآلية تصير بالمقابر أكترية، ديمقراطية
والله إنكم ناسية،
من كتر ما اغتصبتوا النفس العربية.
حبلت ولدت
ولد اسمه عملية انفجارية، وهنا ديتنا ارهابية، يعني ضربني وبكيت، سبعني واشتكيت لما ذكرتك انك بديت،
نطيت وحكيت.
ما انتو بتخلي ولاد صغار يرموا حجار، ما لهمش اهل يدبوهم بالدار. ايش كنو نسيت انو استحق ضب الاهل تحت الحجار، وعلى لما وجع الفار بتناديني ارهابي.
مين ارهابي؟ انا ارهابي، كيف ارهابي وانا عايش في بلادي؟ مين ارهابي؟ انت ارهابي، ماكلني وانا عايش في بلادي.
ليش ارهابي؟ عشان دمي مش هادي، حامي عشان رافع راسي وارض بلادي، قتلوا حبايبي انا لحالي، اهلي تشردوا راح اضلي انادي. انا مش ضد السلام، السلام ضدي، علي بده يهدي، تراثي بده يمحي، واللي بيحكي كلمه بشد وراه همه، بيكون زلمه تعملوا منه رمه. ومين انتو؟ لسه امتى خبرتوا؟ اتصلوا عدا شتلتوا وقد شتمتوا، امياتنا بيبكوا، بياتنا بيشكوا، اراضينا بيخطفوا. انا بقولكم مين انتو؟ انتو كبرتوا بدلا، احنا كبرنا فقر، من كبر فوسع ومن كبر جحر، صار في داعي عملتوا منه اجرامي، وانت يا ارهابي بتناديني ارهابي.
مين ارهابي؟ انا ارهابي، كيف ارهابي وانا عايش ببلادي؟ مين ارهابي؟ انت ارهابي، ماكلني وانا عايش ببلادي. انت ببطل ارهابي، لما تضربني كف واعطيك خد تاني، كيف تتوقع مني اشكر الاذاني؟ تعرف ايش انت؟ قولي كيف ايدك ياني؟ راكع ركبي وايدي مربطات، عيون بالارض وجثث مزتتات، بيوت مهدومة، عائلات مشردات، اطفال يتيمة، حرية بكلبشات. انت عمر، انت قتل، احنا بنقبر، ما علينا بنصبر، وجعنا بنستر، اهم اشي انك تحس بامان، اتريح وسيب لنا الالام، ما هو دمنا دم كلاب. حتى لا لما الكلب يموت في ركب الحيوان، يعني دمنا ارخص من دم الكلاب، لا دمي غالي، راح ادافع حالي لو تناديني ارهابي.
مين ارهابي؟ 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 انت ارهابي.
Okay.
Enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, it was very cool.
I had goosebumps because, you know, it's, I had immediate nostalgia.
Yeah, is I don't know, it has that sort of vibe that we encountered already with this group, I think, because yeah, it's also very funny. I mean, I think it's very daring and funny. Even though I don't understand the lyrics, but it has a cadence to it that's very daring, and I like that.
And one of the parts that we still see is true today is he goes, in the West they have animal rights, but here we're like dying every day, right? So is dog's blood more worth than my blood?
Oh shit!
And that connects to, I don't know if you heard this, but there was this like German human rights organization that heard the story about this kid in Gaza. Who, and I might butcher some details of the story, but it's not in the details. This kid in Gaza who like was taking care of a donkey, and then the German organization went and took the donkey out of Gaza Strip because they feared for his life, and then the kid said, "But no one cared to take me out of Gaza."
Oh Jesus!
So
that's.
So, you know, in 1999 or 2000, whatever, when he rapped about this,
yeah,
it's actually true.
Yeah.
In 2025, when this happened, it was actually true. An organization said, yeah, we will take this donkey out of Gaza, but you, the kid who saved this donkey, you can stay. So,
oh my goodness.
So this next one, it's from the biggest rapper in Palestine at this point. His name is Shab Jadid. And the song is called Kuhlu Atme, which means, well, both words translate to darkness, but it's like complete darkness and darkness, or like, and he's, and if you go into the music video, I'll show you this, why I also relate deeply to this song, is that this is the checkpoint closest to my house, and he has it in the music video.
Wow.
And he's rapping about his daily commute to work, and he says that I'm going to this checkpoint, which is also a refugee camp, so the checkpoint is near the refugee camp. And he's saying about a female, so he's using the female pronouns, and it's his mom or his whatever. She's saying goodbye to him, and she's hugging him closely because she's unsure if he would come back or not. And because especially at this point, there was a lot of conflicts at these checkpoints, and there was a lot of problems. He goes more in depth, so maybe I'll go after the song, but just keep that in mind, is that he's rapping about his, mostly his daily commute to work, the trouble he sees. I think he just wrote this in what, and this little orange thing that you see, and for the listener, if you actually watch the music video, I think if you want to watch one music video from my picks, this should be the one. These little orange buses, mm-hmm. that take like 7-8 people. This is our public transport. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. So I believe he was just on his notes app writing this song in one of these, because it's also a type beat. Like, it's not really, not produced, nothing. This was, this is what made him famous. Now he's the biggest rapper in Palestine. But to me, this is his best song.
No.
And there's one part I also like, I will tap you on the shoulder to check it out. He goes and he raps very quick and it's very impressive. But for now, let's go. Or no.
And just a question for someone who is not very familiar with what is going on in Palestine. What is a checkpoint? Could you explain it?
I will explain it. So there are several types of checkpoints.
Mm-hmm.
There is a checkpoint for you to go from the West Bank to the occupied Palestine, to Jerusalem, to all these Israeli-controlled regions,
mm-hmm.
like this one in Canandia, which is very big with lots of soldiers, and it's basically a facility. And they have, you know, these like rotating metal doors, so it feels like very controlling. You have to queue for hours and hours and hours. And I mean, I have very terrible memories on this exact checkpoint, because I live in the West Bank in a suburb of Jerusalem, but we were left out of the occupied Palestine because they built a segregation wall and they left us out. So we're not really Jerusalem. But, I mean, I believe it's Jerusalem, but we can't go there. So every Ramadan, you would get certification that would allow you to go to Jerusalem. And you can apply to it. And most of the people in the West Bank, they apply to it. And then you get this paper and now you can go. But imagine all these people in the West Bank who, year-round, they can't go to Jerusalem. Now they're going. You can imagine the congestion. And yes. These guys at the checkpoint, they're just like, I don't know, they're like 18, 19, you know, and they have this power-hungry mindset that they can control your entire day.
Sure.
And they're sitting behind this booth and they like turn on this green light, okay, go, red light, go. It's like a video game, you know, because I see all these people and no, go back, show me your shirt, show me or whatever. So these are the big checkpoints. So are you're leaving Palestine, you're entering occupied land, you're entering Israel.
Yeah.
And then there are thousands of these on-road checkpoints that they use to control like your everyday movement. So if I hop in my car, I drive more than 10 minutes, I'm going to one checkpoint, through one checkpoint. You know, and if this checkpoint is empty, you can get to your destination 25 minutes. If they decided to close it down, you can go for 3, 4 hours, 6 hours.
Okay. So, and it's like arbitrary like that?
Yes, it's arbitrary.
Like without,
yeah. I mean, I believe it's, I don't have any proof, but I believe that they have a point system that how much sorrow you can put on a Palestinian while he's going to work. You know, and they keep increasing, of course, as a form of punishment. and sometimes they just close them for days and days and days. And of course, these also like on-road ones, sometimes they have a color system because, you know, it's logistics in the end of the day. That, okay, this one has constant soldier appearance. This one is sometimes soldiers are there, sometimes it's not. And this is not new. There is a book by Israelis, and it's about how to control Palestinian villages. And this was, I believe, in the 1920s. Maybe it's 1930s, but it was around this era. And it talked about that between every village and the other, you should have one road. So you should have one path that leads to in and out of the village. So you shut off any other way that they can go. If it's a road path, dirt path, walking path, you have to shut it down somehow, make it inaccessible. And then that one road, you have to fully control it. Right? And that was in a tutorial book on a how-to for Palestinian villages. And they're still doing the same thing, which is crazy to me, that they're still doing the same thing, that sometimes you can go from my city to Hebron in 2.5 hours, sometimes it's 6. On the day of the ceasefire, on the official ceasefire in Gaza, which, of course, they didn't ceasefire, but on the day of the ceasefire, they took it as a loss. Because how are you, for many reasons, but they took this ceasefire as a loss. So what did they do? They closed all the roads. So people, if you're going to work, you're stuck on this checkpoint for more than 6 hours. I've seen the post 6-7 hours. They're stuck on the road. Now your work day is over. And now you have to turn around and go back home after you stayed on the road for your entire day, basically. And now you're just stuck there. And why I'm telling you they take it as a joke is because I've seen videos of Israeli soldier going on the microphone speaker, and he's like, I hope you brought your blankets because it's going to be a long night, or like, prepare to have breakfast here. You know, they're just like manipulating. They're just talking
pretty
shit.
Weak material.
Yeah. And you see this road of like closed, like people just hop out of their car. If you have to actually go to work and it's like super important, you would just leave your car by the road and walk, you know? So, and it's,
oh my goodness,
that creates more congestion, you know? And it's a very easy way to like ruin, a large number of people's like daily life that, okay, you're trying to go from point A to point B. You won't today. So, and I believe he also touches on this, that like, when I'm here, I go in my car, I can drive 3-4 hours, I'm out of the country, right? Yeah. I'm in a complete, and if I'm good at it, I can be in like, I can cross 2-3 countries depending on where you are in Europe. Back home, you can be stuck in one road for 6 hours, which is insane to me. In one road.
Yeah, and this is like, I don't know, a couple of kilometers.
Couple of kilometers, and it's, If it's open, no one in the road, you would cross it in 2 minutes. But on other day, you're there for 6 hours because they decided to close it, and now there are cars behind you, so you can't really turn back. So
that's, I mean, I can't even fathom that, dude.
Yeah, it's not easy to fathom. It's not easy to imagine because it's not even a high tech checkpoint. It's just 2 sides of concrete, and there's like a big metal thing between it. But then there are like 5 or 6 soldiers with big guns there, so yep. they're really the ones that are stopping the thing. But
sure,
yeah. So
okay, so let's,
the daily commute of a Palestinian.
مش خايف خلقون مش عنين عم تجحر هدول ناويين يسوي بيته مارق مسرع ابصرش سهر وانا ابصر مالي هاي مش عوايد انا شفته مارق ضليتني قاعد انا لو بوعي كان شفتني شارد كان شفتني شارد اخو لو عمري بيدي انا مش حزكف ملعونة بكل شرطي كان لي واكف ملعونة بكل شرطي كان لي واكف وبطبع انا زادكم مش بألف موت رعب انا اي اي مش حخلي فيه صعبة وفي مين كده بعرف مش لعبة وهي هي نفسها كرر وانا اسف مضطر تفكر لحسن ما يصير فيك زي فينا واذا استصعب تستوعب استعمل ايش قالك سيدك واذا سيدك طنت مش تنتكس مش تلتحس مش يلت عندك عبفيدك عن جد عم بحكي اسمعني بفيدك فيش شي في الدنيا كل شي شوف كيف لون اسود كحل وعتمي وانا نزع كلندي ودعتني انا نزع على معبر ودعتني اذا بحط داي في الجيب في قطار رح يشوف طعن نص ساعة لطعن تفتيش على الواقف حسس عبطني سكاكين مش لاقي بصراحة عبطني ولك اقطع اقنع اقمع اقصف عنق كل من يتجرأ لو جك ماشي لو جك زحفن لو جك على تخت يتحرك لو جك يتألق لو جك بجاكيته يتأنق لو جك موجات لو شكا وما جاش لو بدا وارتاح لو بدا بالاخر كل شلولنا يا كان اسطوره وقصوها وصوها وصونا عوصولها وهيوتها شوفوها نحفظ ام بنصونها جيبوها بنشرحها بنجرحها بنبوسها وبالاخر كل شلولنا يا كان رح يوسع بس اسمع صار 6 سنين احوص انا مين انا ليش انا لسه انا رو انا كنت وما زلت انا سرت انا فوق بدي اعترف في شخوري يا ضردوا يا ضردوا لي ضربوا بنوها هم وضربوها دوها واللي طلبوا بما لا يملك وجهه بما لا يرضي لو حطوه بمزق واستنوا تيكي وقول للكل شو ماله هذا بيحكي كتير شوفوا شوفي شوفوا الكحل معاه سيبوا سنتين على الموال بيصير مدير سيبوا سنتين سيبوا سنتين على الموال بيصير مكان سيبوا يا خير وهي تعبير عن وليلي الوطن شين روحه ايران انسجن في الزنزن فيش محامي فيش حدا بركي بعد هي الحبس اهتدى ومش فرع على طي ولا حدا ولا حدا ولا حدا وانا 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 مش فرع على طي ولا حدا ولا حدا ولا حدا فيش شي في الدنيا كل شي شوف كيف لون اسود كحل وعتمي وانا نزع قلنديا ودعتني انا نزع على المعبر ودعتني اذا بحط داي في الجيب في قطار رح يشك في طعن نص ساعة لطعن تفتيش عالواقف حسس عبطني سكاكين مش لاقي بس راح عبطني اي اي
That was a heavy one.
Yeah.
Yes. I have to say, I really liked it. I really liked the beat.
So, I want to explain some parts. And then sure. I want to explain my overarching story with the rap and how it represents us. So, one yeah, sure, part is, he says, and at this time, 2014, it was, some people called it like the Knives Intifada, which... At the time, a bunch of Israelis kidnapped this, I believe he was like a teenager, you know, 13, 14 years old. And they really like, they really tortured him and killed him in a very like dark and like made him drink diesel, set him on fire. And they tortured him and it was just in the middle of Jerusalem. They didn't face any real consequences. So then there was this reaction of like... knife resistance. People were just holding knives and going to the checkpoints I was mentioning, and like sometimes it was real, sometimes it was people, soldiers shot up a Palestinian and they threw a knife next to him and they said, hey, he was attempting to do an operation.
Yeah.
So then in the song he says, okay, I'm going in the tram and this policeman is eyeing me. I think he's looking for a knife. He couldn't find a knife, but he's still so. And I will try to, like, he used some wordplay. So he says, "abotni," which means like, it almost means like he hit me with a knife, but it also could mean like he hit me with a case, like he hit me still. He couldn't find a knife, but he hit me. So he's talking about like this also part of the daily struggle of you're a Palestinian, you're in Jerusalem. And of course, I can't feel this because I'm not in Jerusalem or in these parts, but you're still always a suspect, you know, if you're walking around, you're a Palestinian, you always have to be a little more careful. But how can I connect this to my overarching story is that you saw in the first one, he was saying, I'm not a terrorist. Who's the terrorist? You're the terrorist. In this one, he's not saying any of that. He's just rapping about his daily life. He's telling you, like, and he's not, I feel like in the first one, he's a Palestinian and he's speaking to the outside world, to the people who are not Palestinians, trying to like maybe it's bad for me to say this, but he's trying to like somehow gain sympathy, right? Maybe he's not, but it can be like, but this guy, he's not. He's just telling you about his daily life. And if you're from Egypt, if you're from Jordan, if you're from these Arabic-speaking countries, and you, all you hear about is these big events on Al Jazeera, you don't know about this daily struggle. That this rapper, he's just, he's not speaking to the outside, he's speaking to Palestinians, he's mentioning things that only a Palestinian would understand. Even if you're Jordanian, you would have to go look up. So I feel like this was a big shift in the mindset in music making. That I'm no longer trying to get this attention from the outside world. I'm a Palestinian. I'm rapping from me to you as a Palestinian. We have a story to tell. We have this shared struggle that no one really can understand except if you live through it. So I really like this song. I really like a lot of the wordplay that I don't want to recall now. I mean, I don't recall all of it now, but it's a very lyrical song. It's probably his most lyrical song yet. He goes a little bit on a fast stream, like I said. That's really cool. And yeah, so
yeah,
it's just his daily struggle, literally. And it's a masterpiece. This.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to talk about the new songs.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. So the coming song is by the rapper named Haykal. Haykal means skeleton.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's from a different place. I mean, I think they're connected rap-wise, but he's from Ramallah, which is the West Bank. It's a big city. It's the biggest Palestinian city. And the name of the song is Sot Ramallah. And it's Haykal claiming his throne in the Ramallah rap scene, right? So it's a very, very cool song. Haykal is, I think, the most... like lyrics wise, writing wise, he's just the best. He's you can't argue with that. Now you will listen to it and you know what I mean. But also the things he talk about in this song, maybe I'll speak about it after, but he's just rapping. Like, it's just pure rapping. His name is Haykal. I didn't ask him, but to me also symbolizes that how he's, you know, just like taking all this glamour from rap, and he's just the skeleton of it. He's just rapping its lyrics.
Yeah.
So that's Haykal for you. Sot Ramallah, the voice of Ramallah.
هذا صوت Ramallah. هذا صوت رام الله هذا صوت رام الله
هذا أحد الأصوات هذا أحد الأسرار هذا الأحا كبت لحد معصب من جمعة وأحد يا أبطال شباط فاس بس بجيب من اللحن الألماس
كيف زعلان وثدرك بالنبيا كيف زعلان عن جدار وإحنا البنينا
سامع الشر ولا تعوضنا بطلنا مميز اذا تعوضنا حضلنا نتيس كنا تعوضنا صرنا اكتر نبيس فش حتعوضة فرق نص وايش طبعا بالشقلوب اصلا مش مكتوب هيهم عم بتتفقوا لا تتوقع اي حس الكبير ما بيبتسم لك الا اذا بتعرف الهص كويس عسبيل المثال بدافع عن السواق وطول البص متيس فبنرجع نبدأ صوت رملة لقصف الحيز لو النحس ارجع ابني اشي بنهدش ولا بصف تسيد او اول لحس انا بحاول او في البحث انا لا منيح ولا سيء بطيقش السكران ولا خطب الشيوخ ولا الخطى المشيوها قطط الجيوب زلام ضد زعران حرامية ضد اسرة دمجهم بعمل صوت رام الله
هذا صوت رام الله هذا صوت رام الله هذا صوت رمل
هذه خبرة في التريكس خبرة في البيليا خبرة في اللبس خبرة في الكيمياء للخطة مستقبلة وخبرة في ليبيا دي خبرة عالجسم تفرج على شعبك كيف بدفشوا بعض قدام الإسرائيلي خذ الخبرة بكويز قتالي هل في مبرر للي بنعمله؟ جاوب بالخنجر وحاسب كل المراحل اللي أجوا ورا بعض بلد أقباب بدو وإحنا نربع البز أصلوا انتفاضة اجتياح فلتان بعد نسم وزادت الخبرة في السكس لسه بنستوعب فيش خبرة في الجبس تعليمنا ناقص أكثر وإحباط فضل على السكينة الفردية تلوث وما حدا بيته ولا هذه خبرة في العز فجن ونط وطلع كفتك هي السلم اسمه صراخ كسر الارض بالبسطار نخزي العرض من دون رصاص اذا بنفجرش هيك
فكري فعلي شيلي صوتي جزء رئيسي من صوت رمالله.
هذا صوت رمالله. هذا صوت رمالله.
سامع الشر ساكتك طلبة سوعة تعطيه داخل في الشط وترعى تحطيه مصادق الشقة مكبر تحفير